I like to play hide and seek. I like to play hide and seek. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I like to play hide and seek. In meditation, my subconscious is brought to my conscious awareness, and it responds to my choices more readily. Now, what is my subconscious? My subconscious is the unlimited consciousness that I have, which can do anything. My conscious mind is my limited consciousness, which can only do what my mind, my brain, lets it. If my brain doesn't let it do something, it won't do it. If I have a thought inside of me that says something is not good, I cannot do it. And, well, for instance, if I were going to, well, let's not use me. If a person is going to have a relationship with somebody else and they're still married, and they have been brought up in the Christian philosophy, they believe that it's wrong for them to do that. And that's what makes it kind of exciting. But they believe that it's wrong to do that, and yet, if they do it, they say, I want to do that because I want to do it. And they pay a heavy price. Now, a person who doesn't have that kind of upbringing, who doesn't have that belief that it's wrong for a married person to have a relationship with anybody else, who doesn't believe that's wrong, who comes from a Muslim faith where you can have many wives, but then again, the Muslim faith may say you can have many wives, but it doesn't say you can have many relationships. And I believe that's quite definite. It does not say you can have a lot of relationships, and you got to get other relationships before you can get other wives, don't you? You got to get to know the person. But aside from that, these are things that are going on in our conscious mind. Our unconscious or subconscious, I don't want to say unconscious, but our subconscious is our lower level of thinking, which has all of our values, all of our ideas that we feel are worthwhile. And so, in meditation, my subconscious is brought to my conscious awareness and it responds to my choices more readily. So, in other words, when I meditate, someone comes to me and says, I'd like to have a relationship with this person. You know, why they ask me, I don't know. But they come and ask why they'd like to have a relationship. What do I think of that? And I say, well, I don't think anything of it. It's none of my business what you do or don't do. It's your business. Now, what is your attitude about it? Do you think it's okay? Oh, yeah. Then go for it. Do you think it's not okay? Then don't go for it. Be careful. Do you really believe it's okay? And if you really believe it's okay, then go. Now, I was talking with Carly Egli, and Carly said he wanted to go and run the marathon in New York. And he hadn't prepared himself, he hadn't practiced, he hadn't built up his body for it. He just wanted to go and run the marathon because he wanted to go run the marathon, just the way he was. And so he believed in himself, and there was nothing wrong with it, there was nothing against it, and he felt it'd be fun, and it'd be a little bit of a holiday too. And so he took off the week that it was to run the marathon, and he went up there in his little chubby body, and he ran the marathon, and he came in toward the tail end, but he came in, as he proudly proclaimed, the woman in the wheelchair and I came in together. It was great. It was great. Now, you see, did he think he did something wrong? Did he think that it was just foolish, it was nonsense and so on? No. He thought he was just being himself and having fun. You see, now, it was all right for him. Now, did he have to come in first to have the benefit of the race? No. Wherever he came in was the benefit of the race. He ran the race. And he not only ran the race, he ran it from the beginning to the end. He ran the entire race. That he didn't win, it made no difference. You know, they were probably wrapping up the tables by the time he and his friend came through, you know. But there are many others behind them. There are many others behind them. There are thousands of people in the race, and only a few were in the forefront, and he was in the mid-front. But that's still pretty good. Now, but where did he get the approval to go and do that? Right inside himself. But was there anything against it? Was there anything that was contrary? Was he violating any principles? Now, did the prince say, "You've got to win, son. Every race you run, you've got to win." You know how many parents inculcate that into their children's mind. Instead of, "Hey, go and enter into the sport game. It's a lot of fun, you know. And you'll be with all your buddies, and you'll have a good time, and you'll run, and you'll see if your body can handle going from the beginning to the end, you know, whatever the race may be. And if you win, good. If you don't, fine, you know. We'll still have a party." And so, now, if a person associates, has a relationship with someone, and they're married, and they're Christian, or at least from the Christian background, they're going to have inside of themselves a dirty feeling. A dirty feeling. Now, we watched a movie last night called Dirty Dancing, and I had seen it years and years and years ago, and it didn't impress me then. And last night when I saw it, it impressed me even less. And it's not that the movie was bad. It's just that they were doing on screen what people do in their bedrooms. And that was just a little obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And it was obnoxious from the point of view that the storyline did not need that. Mm-hmm. The storyline had Patrick Swayze and this young lady dancing so beautifully together, and how he trained her to be free and to flow with it and so forth, without any sexual aspect to it, just a beautiful flowing beingness to it. It was really quite nice. And that the rest of the dancers were so sexually provocative was unnecessary. Now, if it was a sex movie and it was to be sexually provocative, well, then it would certainly account for that. But that was not what we had expected to get. We expected to get a movie on dancing, but we should have known better. Why?
Because of the title.
Because the title said Dirty Dancing. And that's just what it was. And it was kind of a shame. Not a shame, but that's what it was. And we knew the title before, but we thought surely it wouldn't be so bad. But, say, Louis, now you say, "Boy, are you prudish." No, I'm not prudish. I'm not prudish at all. I received something from my nephew, which I'll be sharing with you later. And it's a little statement that he sent through, and it was very, very, very provocative, very excellent. It points out that whatever we put in our thinking, whatever we put in our consciousness, evolves itself to come out in our life in whatever we are doing. And we can't escape it. We can't escape it. And we have to be very, very careful. And we'll read over those phrases probably at lunch, but it's very excellent, really quite remarkable. But we know that. We know that. And like we are saying here for our meditation, in meditation my subconscious is brought to my conscious awareness and it responds to my choices more readily. And if my conscious awareness is irresponsible, then my subconscious is going to flow into that aspect and say, "Oh, is this what you really want? Is this the direction you want to go? Now, your subconscious is like your mother and father. And your mother and father say to you, these are the values that this family has. And your conscious mind says, oh, okay, you know. And then you look at how your mother and father act, and they act contrary to the values that they tell you about. And then you look at your neighbor's parents, and they too act contrary to those values. And then you look at your teachers in school, and you look at your fellow peers, and you find that they act contrary to the values that your parents put out. And your values that your parents give you should be good, you know, it should be really noble and beautiful. But when they violate them, and then they tell you that you should follow them, you don't know what to do. You're in a quandary. So, do you follow the actions, or do you follow the philosophy? Do you follow a person's philosophy, or do you follow a person's actions? Do you look at how a person acts and then follow that? You know, what you do says more than any words you can speak, you know. Because we can all speak up a storm on good philosophy. I am honest, I am loving, I am generous, I am unforgiving. Unforgiving, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. I'm untouched and unforgiving, yeah. That's what the movie was about last night, too. But you see, it was very sad, very sad. And the father was such a noble man, a noble medical doctor, and you know, had basic qualities. They had three kids in their late teens, you know, and he had raised them somewhat good, but he didn't give them values. They got values on their own, and then they thought these were the values that he gave them. But he couldn't have given them the values because he didn't live up to them. He didn't live up to them. And the daughter said to her father, Dad, I didn't lie to you. I just told you I'm not going to tell you. And you, Dad, you lied to me. You told me one thing and you did another thing, you know. And then you told me another thing and you did yet another thing, you know. And what am I to think? Dad, I love you regardless of the fact that you lied to me. I love you because you're my dad, you know, and I want to follow you. I want to do what you tell me to do, but I just don't know. I don't know up from down, you know. Now, if this girl, taking another point of view again, if this girl were brought up with a very proper family, I don't want to say decent, but a very proper family, with very proper values, could she ever have done what she did? No. She could never have done what she did. In the first place, she would not have been in that type of a situation. She wouldn't have been even interested in that because it was not her nature. But her nature was fighting because she saw her father in many things that he did, that he was irascible, that he was dishonest at different times. And she saw that in her mother. And what was the word that we used for the family? Cold. Cold. You all said, yes, cold. You know, it was a cold, unloving family. So it was just talk and not action. And so whenever you allow yourself talk and not action, you'll find that you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. And you want to be real careful exactly how you do it. Because when you're looking in meditation and your subconscious is brought to the conscious awareness, it responds to the choices you make more readily. You have to be very careful. You see, you like the girl because she was building attitudes herself. She was building values herself. And she was coming to her own values, which she certainly didn't learn from her dad or from her mother. And it's quite something. And how interesting it is that when a father is bombastic, the wife goes along with him. Instead of the wife standing up for being who she is, and the father, whatever he is, you know. But, of course, if she didn't really believe like he did, they wouldn't have gotten married. They wouldn't have lived together as long as they did. Because when people do not have the same values, they cannot tolerate each other, you know. They cannot remain together. Well, think on these things. Think on these things. And when you have something that is not beneficial to you, can you search in it and find the beneficial things? Can you search and find where there is some value to it, even though it's hard to find? Mm-hmm. And as long as you're going to waste your time looking at something, find its values. So we all found the values in the young man at the end saying, "You taught me that this is how it works. You taught me this is where you taught me to stand up. You taught me to believe in myself. You know, you taught me that I'm a good person and so forth. And you know, I am. And now, and you are. You know, and so think on these things, because I think nothing happened by chance." And we're just edging on this attitude right now for a very good reason. And you will see why soon. I love you. I love you. I love you.